This is Roland Smith, and you're listening to Smith Sabatino on the Envision Radio Networks. And Carl is on assignment today, and filling in for Carl is our good friend and longtime guest on this program, Alan Marcus, political analyst Alan Marcus, extraordinary public relations specialist Alan Marcus,
and golf partner.
That too. We have had, you know, you're a heck of a golfer.
You're the best putter I've ever seen.
I watched you in pain because you have a bursitis in your shoulder or
something. Torn rotator cuff.
Oh, great. But still playing golf. Why would you do that?
Our listeners should know this. Roland is a hustler.
Oh,
he always says, you know, I've never made a shot like that before.
Yeah, sure.
And collects my money.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, no, you've always been very generous on the golf course, and I've always thoroughly enjoyed it. I wanted to mention something else here before we get on to other things during this program. How many years have you been married?
36.
Okay. Marriage, to me, is one of those ever-changing contracts. It's never the same, for it changes every moment that you commit to the well-being of your partner. Love, as it is perceived through the union of marriage, is ever-expanding, provided it is nurtured with courtesy and communication and kindness. I'm wondering, Alan, how many of us, whether we're one day married or 50 years married, remember to say thank you for even the very simple courtesies of life as you struggle together to make it better.
I think that extends beyond marriage, frankly, to all relationships, Roland.
Oh, I would agree. But my point in this particular commentary is that I want to acknowledge this week the courtesy of my wife, Anne, for we just celebrated our 51st wedding anniversary.
Congratulations. And Anne is a very strong woman.
Yeah, indeed she is. But she's also one of these individuals who knows herself, understands her soul or her spirit, and is willing to be exactly who she is no matter what.
Anne marches to the tune of her own drummer. Mm-hmm. She's always a delight for that reason. I think, Rowan, frankly, you've been a celebrity for a long time, and a lot of people would lose themselves to that celebrity. And for our viewers, listeners who were probably totally disinterested in hearing this, but
yeah,
I know Anne pretty well, and I would say that she couldn't care less about your celebrity.
That's true. When I first met her many, many years ago, before we were ever married, I was news director for a radio station, and I asked her during one of our dates, I said, did you listen to what I said today? She says, no. And I said, why not? She says, I was more interested in what we were doing tonight.
My wife, Judy, care. Who you know well also, is very, very much like that. And I'll come home after being on with you on TV or something on election night. And I'll say, what did you think? She said, well, I went to the movies.
Oh, the perfect squelch or the perfect put-down. And it really isn't. It's just
that's probably why we love them so.
Isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? So, I mean, do you have any great pieces of wisdom that you would offer for anybody who is thinking of marriage or in a continuing relationship?
I will tell you that you have to have mutual respect, and that you have to have a desire to make things work. In my case, I think a big house with 9 televisions really helps. Right now, see,
you don't have 9 televisions, do you?
I
really,
think it's more, but
probably 8.
But we only watch 3.
Yeah,
I think what. You go through changes, and now we have what we have in common are grandchildren. And it's not just, you know, the struggles of the early years change as you go through those different steps and different and progress, if you will. If a couple could make those changes together, it's a lot easier than when they're not in partnership or lockstep.
Well, that's true. That's true. Marriage has changed over the course of the years. I mean, as I said, I've married 51 years. And I think the way people view marriage today, the youngsters today, is a lot different than when it was when I first asked Anne to marry me.
Well, when you know, you read if you read the wedding announcements today, they say the couple first met 14 years ago. They have three children, it's different. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's just that the culture has evolved. In some cases, good. In some cases, not so good.
Well, I don't know. It's hard to judge what used to be and what is better, you know, in the future.
And I try not to make judgments on people have to decide for themselves. That's probably why I'm not a good Republican these days.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
America Weekend. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He spent 33 years on NASCAR's high banks, twice finishing in the top three in points. He won back-to-back Daytona 500s, a club whose other members include Richard Petty and Cale Yarborough.
Sterling Marlin has won the Daytona 500.
So where is Sterling Marlin now? Sterling now takes his laps in a tractor on his 800-acre Tennessee farm. He owns a racing team with a driver development program where he nurtures the next generation of racers. Sterling and Darrell Waltrip are among those working to preserve Nashville Fairgrounds Speedway, one of NASCAR's legendary old short tracks.
And the winner, 1995, Daytona 500 is again Sterling Marlin.
No slowing down for Sterling Marlin. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
As a boy, Stephen Hobson dreamed of becoming a pilot.
There was just one problem. He was born deaf. But Stephen didn't let that stop him.
I became the first deaf pilot to fly in bad weather. And when you fly in bad weather, it's like flying in a milk bottle because you can't see where you're going. And so I became the first deaf blind pilot. I've been thinking about starting Helen Keller Airways.
Well, Stephen uses the acronym HEAR to overcome adversity. First, have a passion for what you do.
Second, entertain the possibilities that are available to you.
Third, authenticity. Be who you are.
Fourth, remember who helped you reach big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.